This is The Record with David Hyde. I'm Ross Reynolds. Coming up, Governor Jay Inslee on Obamacare will move in the other Washington, shut down the Affordable Care Act in this Washington. Beginning next year, as many as 21 marijuana retail stores will open for business in Seattle. The rules surrounding where these stores will be located have been a big issue of debate. Recreational pot stores must be 1,000 feet from schools, public parks, libraries, and even transit centers. This leaves very few places for pot stores to open. In fact, in nearly all of central Seattle, Capitol Hill, First Hill, and the Central District, there is only one place where pot retailers will be able to open, and that is the corner of 23rd and Union. Some community members are concerned about the potential clustering of cannabis shops. Randy Bollier is coordinator for the Central Seattle Drug-Free Communities Coalition. He works with students at Garfield High School, Washington Middle School, and Madrona K-8. He says that many teenagers don't view marijuana as harmful, and legal pot stores could lead to increased use.
When I surveyed Garfield High School students, this was for 12th graders, the perception of harm for marijuana from 2008 to 2012 has gone from 62% to 50%. For 10th graders, it went from 76% to 55%. So the perception of harm is decreasing, and research indicates that when perception of harm decreases, actual use increases.
But the prospect of pot stores has others excited about economic opportunities at the corner of 23rd and Union. Ian Eisenberg is a real estate investor and business owner who has several parcels of land nearby. When we spoke to him last week, I asked him to describe the neighborhood.
It's the historical heart of the Central District in Seattle. It's a fairly underutilized area right now with vacant lots, gas station, car wash, sort of underutilized space for what it's currently zoned for.
Now, you back in February told the Capitol Hill blog, I was kind of hoping for Little Amsterdam. What did you mean?
I was joking. When the rules first came out with a 1,000-foot requirement and the DPD map showed that 23rd Union was the only spot where it was allowed to be, I was joking that it was kind of exciting that we're going to get something that nobody else will have, because normally you'd expect this to go to Capitol Hill and all the business and the resulting people coming, new people coming to the area, experiencing it for the first time. I thought it was good that it would be in the Central District and we'd have something to offer people.
You think it could be good for the neighborhood?
Sure. It brings new people to the neighborhood that normally would never come to the neighborhood, that are scared of the area from the past perceptions of crime.
Now, as you're well aware, some people have a different view. They're concerned that a cluster of cannabis stores could lead to crime. What do you think?
I've heard a lot of those concerns, and it seems to me they haven't read the rules of 502. You have to be 21 years old to go into the store. Liquor stores, anybody can go in. You just have to be 21 years old to buy. They're very regulated. People that are allowed to open the stores are extremely regulated with strict background checks. The state's requiring certain camera systems, security systems, alarm systems, security screening, security badges. The State Liquor Control Board, from what I've read, has done everything possible to make sure that they're safe and legitimate businesses.
Now, here's something else that people are talking about. They might have to operate as cash-only businesses because banks don't want to have anything to do with them. So there could be a lot of cash floating around and concerns that they could make pot stores targets for robberies and crime. And in fact, we have seen that some places that illegal marijuana grows have been hit by crime, violent crime sometimes. Should that be a concern for people in the neighborhood if a lot of cannabis stores open up on 23rd and Union?
I don't see that really being an issue. As you said, illegal marijuana grows have been targets of crime, but they're illegal, so they can't call the police. These are going to be legal 502 stores, so if they're robbed, they'd call the police and the police would respond. The problem is without 502, you have the medical marijuana dispensaries and illegal grows and that kind of thing that are targets of crime because they can't call the police. They don't have the regular avenues for the police that the rest of us have.
We're talking about 23rd and Union in Seattle, an area that right now on a preliminary map looks like it's going to be one of the only places in all of central Seattle, the Central District, Capitol Hill, and First Hill, where there could be cannabis retailers. 23rd and Union would be kind of the point there. And Ian Eisenberg is talking to me about it. He owns four parcels of land near the corner of 23rd and Union. You are in the process of developing a mixed-use building near 23rd and Union, so it would be right in this zone. Are you considering renting space to a marijuana retailer?
Yeah, the building probably won't be built in time for the marijuana shops opening up, but if there's still demand, I would see no reason not to. They'd be a good tenant. And I think they bring an interesting mix to the area.
So as a person who would own the property, you wouldn't be concerned about having a business like that in your building.
No, I'd be concerned if they were good operators and ran a good business, but not by the nature of the business itself.
What if you could talk a little bit more about how you could see the economic benefits of this for the neighborhood if there were a cluster of marijuana stores? Because people can't consume on the premises, so people might be coming in and buying something. Why do you think they're going to stick around and do some shopping while they're there? Will they just be coming in and buying marijuana and leaving the neighborhood?
Whenever we go shopping anywhere, you go to one shop, then you try out another shop next door. That's the whole idea of a shopping mall or a strip mall. And if we can find a way to pull new customers into 23rd and Union and try out some of the other new businesses that we'll have in the new developments, restaurants, bars, that kind of thing, it'd be great.
And how about just the neighbors? Have you talked to people around the area? Have they shared any concerns with you?
Yeah, I've talked to some neighbors and some neighbors that have lived there for a long time. And they're concerned that it'll bring crime back to the neighborhood because the crime that used to be there was largely drug-related. Once you start talking to them, once I've talked to them about the requirements for 502, the licensing are and how the state's running it, everybody seems to be okay. It's really the people are scared of what they don't understand or haven't read about.
That's real estate investor and Seattle business owner Ian Eisenberg. He's a major landowner near the corner of 23rd and Union in the Central District of Seattle. To get another perspective on this, we welcome Larry Evans into this discussion. He's a legislative aide to King County Councilmember Larry Gossett. His district includes the Central District, Capitol Hill, and the Rainier Valley. Larry Evans has worked as a youth chemical dependency professional and as a gang intervention specialist here in Seattle. Larry, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
So for people who aren't familiar with the neighborhood, I got Ian Eisenberg to describe it. How would you describe the corner of 23rd and Union?
23rd and Union is an interesting neighborhood. I think over the last 30 years, there has been some gentrification that's been taking place in the central area. You can see that on the corner of 23rd and Union. I think you could describe it as the center of Seattle. I mean, 5 minutes from the lake, 5 minutes from downtown in Puget Sound, access to north and south. And there are some changing demographics there. Some holdovers from the past, as well as some influx of businesses whenever gentrification takes place.
And the gentrification may proceed with cannabis shops in that neighborhood. It's because of the zoning flukes. That's one area where you could open up a cannabis shop. What do you think about that?
Well, first, Councilmember Gossett was one of the first elected officials in Washington State to support Initiative 502. But the primary reason that he supported it and continues to support it is because of the devastating impact that drug-related offenses have had on communities of color. For instance, in King County, African Americans make up 8% of the six percent of the population, 8% of Seattle's population. Yet, if we go to both adult jail facilities in King County, African Americans make up a little over 40% of the adult population and close to 50% of the juvenile population.
So here's the question then. Does legalized cannabis shops in that neighborhood create more problems in terms of crime, or because it's under the rubric of legalization and certified and registered and licensed operation, does it reduce the crime problem?
You know, I don't think anybody can accurately say yet, because marijuana distribution and sales is still a criminal enterprise. It will be legalized. It is legal here in Washington State, as it is in Colorado and some other places. But there's also still a large criminal element involved in you know, not only marijuana sales, but all drug sales. And part of that disproportionality in communities of color includes the central area of Seattle.
Sure.
For instance, about 10 years ago, the City of Seattle Police Department de-emphasized marijuana. They didn't decriminalize it.
Right.
They de-emphasized it. And soon after that, the percentage of African Americans that constituted all people in Seattle arrested for marijuana possession went up to 55%. Excuse me, 55%.
Yeah. Well, the goal, of course, of legalization is that it takes it out of the criminal element. What do you and your boss think about this aspect of legal shops there? Would it reduce the criminal element because all of the trade, all of the business would be taking place legally rather than illegally?
You know, one of the things that we find, and this is King County as a government, both Councilmember Gossett and former Executive Ron Sims started the Equity and Social Justice Initiative about 7 years ago. and it's pretty much fully in effect. We've done a great deal of studying about demographics and where certain kind of businesses are located. For instance, you can look in disenfranchised communities like along Rainier Avenue, Martin Luther King, out in places in White Center, Aurora Avenue North, and you'll see payday loans, you'll see liquor stores, you'll see tobacco shops. And what we don't want to see is a congregation of marijuana retail shops.
And why do you think a congregation of retail shops on that corner would be a bad idea? What do you think will happen if that happens?
I think it's a bad idea for any community to have a number of certain types of businesses, whether they be payday loans or loan pawn shops or anything like that. It sends a message to the community at large, and especially the young people.
Finally, we're just about out of time, but will your boss, King County Councilmember Larry Gossett, proposed any legislation to prevent this congregation in that neighborhood?
Well, you know, there's the problem here is that we've got the City of Seattle, which has jurisdiction over land use policy in Seattle. King County Council has jurisdiction in unincorporated areas of King County. And just as recently as this week, I've heard that a few of the council members are looking to make sure that the land use policy that applies here in Seattle will not apply in unincorporated King County. They don't want it there, even though it will be forced on people in Councilmember Goss's district.
Interesting. Well, there's a lot more to talk about here as this issue evolves. Larry Evans, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Larry's an aide to King County Councilmember Larry Gossett. We've been talking about zoning, which might allow multiple cannabis stores at 23rd and Union in Seattle's Central District. This is The Record.